Blog Talk Radio.
You know what's up today.
I started the show today with that song and dedicating it to you. And on the eve of your big fishing trip I heard about earlier today.
Yeah, that's true.
I heard you had a big fishing trip planned. So I felt, for some reason, that song popped into my head. I don't know why, but, you know, only you can answer that. Man, today has been an exciting day.
Man, it has.
Man, can we pretty much say I forced that rematch?
Well, I don't know, because there's a lot of people who...
I mean, I know there was a lot of people talking about it, but did I hit a nerve or something that made?
I think maybe you were the last person he needed to hear from. I mean, when a future Hall of Famer says, "Hey, if you're that good, then let's do it," I think that means it's time to move. So, you know, I think there was a proverbial straw on the camel's back there, and I think that may. That may be it. So, you know, it was just so big of a conversation on Facebook last night. I mean, we literally, you know, I didn't want to talk about the whole thing, you know, yet. I mean, we'll do it now. But, I mean, this went on for hours last night, hours and hours. I mean, it started at maybe 7 or 8 o'clock, and by 3 or 4 a.m., man, they were still going at it on Facebook. And Aaron Cobb and myself, we were just sitting up watching the whole thing go down. And, you know, and there's a lot of fighters that are, well, I shouldn't say a lot. There's three or four that have piped up and said, you know, this drama is not good, blah, blah, blah. They're not looking at it from a fan's perspective. They're looking at it from a fighter's perspective. And when you're a fan, you know, I need to look up what I told somebody, but it will ring true once you hear what I told them. I'm going to try to squirrel down here and find it real quick and see.
You're trying to do what? Wait a minute.
Well, there's a story behind that say squirrel. I think I found it. Okay, somebody, I don't want to drop any names. Somebody said, you know, it's all about respect and honor and yada, yada, yada. Nothing ever changes around here. And I said, you got to have hype. You got to have build. You got to have controversy. If you're not the biggest promotion in the country, all these things build an event and sell tickets. I do agree that the trash talk should be kept from getting out of hand, but so far we have nobody trying to meet in the Luby's parking lot trying to make the company look bad or diminish the event. Talking to fans on a daily basis, they love chaos, they love controversy, and they love to hear the fighters trading verbal blows. It allows the fans to pick a side. Picking a side gives a fan a sense of being in the mix and being part of the action. Look at it from outside the box. I'm talking to a fighter. If everyone
right.
stays quiet and we assign random matchups, no one knows whose heads or whose tails coming into the event. I've had over 14,000 listeners on my show in 12 and a half weeks. The biggest numbers have come from show titles with either chaos or controversy in them. And that's the honest truth. That is the honest truth. If these fans have got to feel like they could pick a side. The only way to pick a side is for these fighters to get on these social media outlets, which is the purpose of them, and state their case. And this is exactly what they're doing. These fighters have got to have a platform to get out there, not only on the Greg Squirrel Show, not only on XFI Live, but they've got to be able to speak for themselves whenever they want. That's what Facebook is for. And if they want to trade verbal blows, if they want to talk trash to each other, let them do it. As long as, like I said, as long as they're not in the Shoney's parking lot trying to fight each other, I've got no problem with this.
And I agree, because I think the smack talk is good, personally. You know, because like you say, as long as it doesn't get out of hand, you know, let's keep it in the cage where it should be. So,
right.
But in case the fans have not heard, unless you didn't listen to Clint Davis at noon today, we have big information.
Big information. Breaking news out of the XFI camp. Our next live event will be Saturday night, October 26th at 7 p.m. at the Fort Smith Convention Center. And it is Extreme Night of Champions. It will be an all-amateur event. All the titles, every title we can possibly put on the line will be on the line. I know, like Aaron Cobb said, we've got one fighter who's in nursing school. We've got another fighter who's coming off an injury. Actually, we've got one fighter we can't even get a hold of. And so we're gonna try, or I should say, one champion. We've got one champion who's in nursing school, and it's almost impossible for him to train and fight during a school year like this,
exactly.
It would be. But you know, we're gonna do our best. We're gonna see what we can do.
So there you go. But then the match that everybody, the fight that everybody has been clamoring rematch for. It was finally agreed to. I witnessed it. Clint Davis witnessed it, and they finally agreed. Bowling Goss Part 2.
Bowling Goss 2 is going to be, or Goss Bowling 2, however you want to look at it. You know, Jonathan Bowling, one of the most controversial figures I think the XFI has ever had. He started with XFI with a swastika tattoo. He spent a couple of years in the penitentiary. He's got that swastika tattoo, and now he comes out at Extreme Infinity, and on the other side of his chest, not only does he have a swastika, but he's got the anarchy symbol. And, he does these things to make statements. It's not for any religious or otherwise belief. It's just that's what he does. He's a controversial figure. That's who Jonathan Bowling is. I've known the guy since we were 6, 7, 8 years old, somewhere in that ballpark, and that's been a long time. So, I know how he is, and he's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. But, if you cross him or if you cross him and want to get back at him or something, I mean, there's going to be some type of fight go down. This man loves to fight. He lives to fight. He's fought all of his life. Started when at a very, very young age, didn't care, and like I said, spent years in a penitentiary fighting his way out of that, and so there's a history there.
Oh yeah, I mean, and it has, like you say, every title on the line that XFI recognizes, what pretty much will be online. I mean, I'm looking forward for Grayson Brookshire too.
Brookfield, yeah, me too.
Or Brookfield. Yeah.
Yeah, that's another one. You know, David Grayson was there on the end of the show, and he said, "Hey, look, I didn't make weight. That's my own fault. But next time is going to be a different ball game." And he also said that, it's been talked about, and he's almost certain that the rematch is on. And so I'm going to tell you one thing. If it's for the title this time, I don't know if anybody in that fight got relaxed because it wasn't for the title, but I don't think anybody will be relaxed in the next one if it is for the title. This is going to be a great one that we also want to see.
Cool. I'm excited. I am excited about being there, and so And now here's the real kicker. Now they're going to be in a different room. Seating is very, very, I can't say very enough to describe this. Seating is very limited.
Extremely limited, yeah.
Extreme. I mean, what did Aaron said? They had close to 2,000 at Extreme Infinity.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we could seat 2,500 people, and we were pushing that number. You know, we still had some open seats, but I promise you, you know, we didn't set up enough tickets for the pre-sale for that amount. We had to keep pushing tickets out because there was a demand for them.
Well,
and
yeah.
So, you know, it got that big.
Right. Well, they're saying 700, what is it, 720?
720
seats available for this show. So I'm telling you, boys and girls, I will tell you, Clint will tell you, if you do not get here, get your tickets for this event as soon as they go on sale, you're probably not getting in.
I'd put money on that fact. I would think that if you're not part of the 720 plus, maybe I don't know. I can't speculate. If you're not part of at least 800 people who are fighting for tickets, you're probably not going to see these fights.
Right. I mean, because they're saying standing room only. Once the 720 are sold, it's going to be standing room only. So, hey, once again, XFI, Night of Extreme, Night of Champions, once again, back at the Fort Smith Convention Center. So, keep listening to this show. Keep listening to Dave on XFI Live every Tuesday and every Friday. So, as soon as these tickets go on sale, these things are going to be like gold. I mean, you're going to see shady-looking characters on every corner of Garrison Avenue and Rogers Avenue and Fort Smith saying, yo, homie, I got your ticket right here.
That's right. We're going to be scalping these things out in the parking lot.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry. We are not going to be scalping these things in
the
parking lot.
We are not going to be scalping these tickets. I got something. I got my top 10 list for today. Where'd it go?
Oh, man.
I actually got two top 10 lists today. We're giving the fans a double shot. I got my regular top 10 list. Yeah, you know, did you hear about Mariah Carey?
She's pretty hot.
Yeah, she's hot. She was filming a video up in New York, and she separated her shoulder.
Really?
Yeah. Kind of got to feel sorry for the old girl. You know, she's not no young pup anymore. It just is what it is. She's not a young pup anymore. But, you know, you would think, as well endowed as she is, she would have plenty of protection. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Top 10 list. On to another subject.
Right.
Top 10 rejected scary movie taglines.
Oh, crap. I can see where this is going.
Here we go. Well, where'd it go? Where'd my email go? Here it is. All right. Number five. You thought Obamacare was frightening. Number four. Maybe this time the semi-nude bombshell running through the woods won't trip. Nah. Be somewhat concerned. Be very somewhat concerned. This movie's so scary, you'll wish you were watching Margaret Thatcher and Nancy Pelosi mud wrestling naked.
Oh, my gosh.
And the
At least
number
Janet
one,
Reno wasn't in there.
Yeah, really. And the number one rejected scary movie tagline, who said there's no harm in axing? Look out! The dog did it!
You got to have some music to top that bad boy off.
The dog did it. The gloves didn't fit. Oh, fuck. I say that out loud. Okay. Top five list number two. Top five rejected slogans for SEC football schools.
What is Arkansas?
They did not make the list.
Really?
Yes.
Well, they're a pretty rejected school, so I don't know.
Well, here we go. Let me pull up my music again.
Game
I like
on.
That. Right, didn't we? I'm glad we added that. Oh, there it is. It's the one that says Blog Talk, you moron. Duh. Oh, by the way, the phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. If you got something you want to talk about, feel free to call in to Gentleman Greg and Diamond Dave, and we will be glad to talk to you on the air. Here we go. SEC school slogan, top five rejected. Florida, where you have a 50% chance of not getting arrested and making it to the NFL. Either way, you are bound to make a killing. South Carolina, where you can openly cheer for a part of the male anatomy, well, except for maybe Penn State. Missouri, we keep our coaches drunks and our players high. That's the only way we can stand looking at our women. Ole Miss, where our white sheets aren't just used for toga parties.
Ooh. Wow. I thought that was Alabama.
No. Mississippi State, where you think you've died and gone to hell.
Wow.
One, LSU, all for one and all against one, especially if you're a soldier or a woman. Wow. Auburn, it's a God thing, paying for our players one church at a time. Oh, wow.
Nice.
Georgia's rejected slogan, come to see where Deliverance was filmed.
Wow. I thought that was Alabama, too.
Really. Vanderbilt, don't mind the smell of pepper spray. That's just my teammate on a date. Ooh. Kentucky, we have a Stoops as our head coach. No, not that Stoops. The third one. Okay. Yeah,
the third one. Do they have one out there? They have a Stoops?
Yes, I believe they do.
I didn't know that.
Tennessee. We have a staph infection. Ooh.
I think Bobby Petrino had a staph infection, didn't he?
Wow. Don't even get me started. Did you happen to – when that Bobby Petrino thing went down, did you see the picture of the two guys that were riding through Fayetteville with inflatable dolls on the back of their mopeds?
Yeah, I saw that. That was good stuff.
That was fun. Hey, speaking of which, here is Arkansas's rejected slogan. Some will ride scooters. Some will ride motorcycles. Here we can teach you to ride a volley cycle. We have an off-road course where you can learn to set, bump, and spike on the back of a Harley, then learn to dig your way out with lies. Ow!
That was a lot. That was the biggest tagline.
Yes.
That was crazy.
What's up with Yahoo today?
I don't know. I don't use Yahoo.
Oh, I'm okay. All I know is their page keeps collapsing on me.
Huh.
Oh, got some basketball news.
All right.
Cavs offer Andrew Bynum a 2-year deal. And here's the thing about this. Andrew Bynum has been out of the league for a while. Matter of fact, the last picture they show of Bynum, he was wearing a Philadelphia 76ers uniform. So go figure that one. Got some college basketball news. Our ever beloved Rick Pitino has announced that injured Louisville guard Kevin Ware, yes, everybody remembers the broken leg in the NCAA tournament.
He's one of the Snap Crackle Pop brothers, isn't he?
The Snap, yes. Rick Pitino has announced that Kevin Ware will be back on the court by October. So he could be playing some college ball this season.
He won't be playing pro ball this season. But hey, that's where he makes the most money, is in college anyway. That's the way Shaq did it.
Yeah. Well, that, and especially if you play for Auburn, you know. I won't name any names, Cam Newton, but you know, hey.
Yeah. I'm not going to name any names, but his initials are Cam Newton.
Yes, we're not going to say any name. This just came over. The Charlotte Bobcats have officially submitted the paperwork to become the Charlotte Hornets again.
Good.
And they're also wanting to bring back the old colors and everything.
The purple and teal and white.
Yeah, purple, teal, and white.
Beautiful color.
You know who I miss?
Let's see. My old friend John.
No, not him.
Oh.
That's the only one I need somebody to spoon with.
Ah.
No, you know, I miss Grandmama Larry Johnson.
Yes. He was on an episode of Family Matters with Steve Urkel. And,
That's
you know,
right.
when I was a kid, I was...
Careful.
I was a huge, huge fan of the Charlotte Hornets. I still have jerseys, a sweatshirt, a hat, and all these things I wore when I was a kid. I still have them. It's a purple, teal, and white. I'll never forget those times.
Yeah. I mean, that Urkel and that little nympho, Myra.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
She passed away.
I know, man. That was kind of sad, too, because she was kind of hot.
She was very hot.
All right.
Monte Ellis.
I ain't talking about hockey because nobody cares about hockey in Arkansas.
You read about Monte Ellis?
No. Talk to me.
One of the premier free agents remaining on the market has whittled his list to 4 teams and is hoping to choose his destination within the next 36 to 48 hours, a source close to the situation said today. On Tuesday, Ellis has paired his list to the Atlanta Hawks, Sacramento Kings, Dallas Mavericks, and Charlotte, who we think is going to be the Bobcats. I mean, the Hornets, sorry. And Monte Ellis, I mean, look, every year when I play fantasy basketball, that's my point guard. He's my number one point guard. The dude is great. He is on top of Rudy Gay, Kevin Martin, Purvis Short, Jason Richardson. Highest career points per game by a player never selected to an all-star team. He's got 19.4 points per game, and he's never been selected to an all-star team. So, but it's hard to. When you got guys like D. Rose and John Wall and who else? I mean, geez, there's a whole league full of them.
Right. Oh, man, I got to jump back. I got to bounce back on this. Texas A&M submitted their rejected slogan.
Slogo.
What am I drinking?
I don't know.
Texas A&M, we keep our enemies close and our sheeps closer.
Oh.
Bad. That was bad.
Hey, I've got some shout-outs to do for you.
Yes. Yeah,
on the Greg Squirrel Show, I put it on there today. Wesley Just, who just made it back from combat not too long ago. Justin Doherty and Justin Shipman, who is actually in the United States Air Force and stationed in Germany right now. And the ring announcer for traditional championship wrestling, Mr. Tom Simon.
Tom Simon?
Tom Simon.
Wow.
One,
I'm honored.
Wanted to shout out on your show. Yeah, you bet.
Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal.
You got me hooked on that now, darn you.
I mean, I just walk around saying it. I was walking through the house the other day, and my daughter was sitting on the couch, and I was walking back toward the bedroom, and I made it into the bedroom, started walking through the bedroom, and all of a sudden I just, Steven Seagal, just blurted it out. And she came running in there, and she goes, Daddy, who are you hollering at? And I was like, Steven Seagal, don't you know? She just looked at me and walked back in the living room and sat down.
Yeah, she just kind of looked at you like, oh, Daddy.
You know, she'll figure it out one of these days. She knows.
Oh, yeah.
She's wild like I am and has a real crazy sense of humor like I do. And my son is the complete opposite. Just, he's real mellow, real mild-mannered, real quiet. You know, doesn't get out and do much and doesn't like to be around a whole ton of people. But not me. That's not how I am.
Hey, were you at Wally World at midnight?
This morning?
Yeah.
No, what happened?
Well, it was the Xbox and PlayStation released the NCAA Football 2014.
They did?
Yes.
No, nah, man, I'm still waiting on Grand Theft Auto 5. I play.
Cool. Hey, here's some more football news. Penn State and Central Florida has agreed to kick off the 2014 football season in Ireland.
I mean, why? Because nobody in Pennsylvania will watch Penn State anymore?
I guess.
Man, I don't know what to think about that.
I almost got laughed out of the airport the other day.
What were you doing in the airport?
Well, I was taking one of my little trips, and you got to go through the check-in with the TSA and everything, and it was just kind of awkward that I had a Penn State hat on. And I'm said, and without thinking, I said, "Oh, thank you, Coach."
Interesting. Sometimes I don't know what to think about you.
You didn't hear Jimmy Kimmel when all that happened.
No.
Not Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, boy.
Every Friday night, Jimmy Fallon has thank you notes where he says thank you to whoever for something. Well, when all that stuff with Penn State went down, I mean, I'm like, wow, he went there. I mean, this was like the same week it went down. And so one of Jimmy Fallon's thank you notes was, thank you, Airport TSA, for making me feel like a Penn State football recruit.
Oh, gosh.
I'm like, really? That
or
soon?
A kid at what's-his-name's camp.
Yeah, really. So what you said you had something?
Yeah, Florida quarterback Jeff Driskel. He has a fallback plan if football doesn't work out. The 6'4", 237-pound junior has signed a professional contract with the Boston Red Sox, who drafted him in the 29th round last month. I mean, is there only 30 rounds? I mean, what's happening here that you get drafted in the 29th round and that's your fallback plan? Now, I mean, if you were drafted in the third round, I could see a fallback plan there. 29th, that's like, hey, look, don't call me, I'll call you. That's one of those things.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow.
Can you believe that they're actually, and we kind of bantered with this Monday.
I like banter.
We love banter. That the Silva Weidman fight was fixed.
Yeah, I still think that. I honestly still think that, and I will think that until somebody proves me otherwise. And I don't think anybody can.
I don't know. All I know is Weidman's got the belt. That's all I know.
He does, but just like Aaron Cobb said on the show today, Silva knows what the deal is, and if he does get back in there, it's going to be a stroking. It's going to be terrible.
Right. So, who are some of the other names that have been tossed around that we may be seeing at Night of Champions?
Well,
we can
do a little speculating here. Let's see. I'm going to go back to the going back to the photo.
Photo. Wait a minute. What photo?
Going to the photo booth on this one.
Oh, okay. I've
got some info here, but let me go back to where I originally was. Where is that thing? I can't even. There it is, right there. Nope, that's not it either. I got to keep scrolling down for that. I'm having a hard time finding what I'm looking for.
Well, what's up?
Comments. Here it is. DeMario Cade. It is speculated that we're going to see. Well, we have to see DeMario Cade if he wants a shot at retaining that title.
Yes.
That's the flyweight championship. So I'm going to start from the ground up here. Flyweight 125. DeMario Cade won the flyweight championship from Matt Wolfman Howell last October. And if it happens, let's see. Well, you were conversing with Aaron Cobb on this about that, and finding DeMario an opponent, I'll let you know. Okay, yeah. So I think Aaron may have a couple of people in mind. Jason Bowling is right. There's not a whole lot of 125 fighters, and that may be why Aaron asked Jason Bowling if he could drop to 125, because we need contenders. You know, there's just not. We saw plenty of guys 135, 145. We saw a couple at 155. We saw a few between 155 and 170. We saw a few between 170 and 185. The best, in my opinion, not only being Dan Casper, but also Mike Ward for the evening.
Casper's a beast.
Casper is, we went out to Championship MMA, and I had a chance to talk to Dan and interview him a little bit, and he's got a different mentality for this stuff. He's real. He's real respectful of customs and courtesies and things like kind of like what we saw out at Striking. You know, he's one of those guys.
Yeah, he kind of catches me as the type. Outside the ring, he tends to be more laid back and mellow. But once he steps inside that cage, it's like flipping a light switch, and you better look out.
Well, I actually, I know a little bit of info that I can't discuss, but I outside the cage, Dan Casper, his life is a lot more. What's the word I'm looking for? It's a lot more strenuous and a lot more high strung than. Now I shouldn't say high strung because people are going to think he's strung out or something. So that's not the right word for that, but. It's more intense. His life is more intense outside the cage than it is inside the cage. I think absolutely. I think inside the cage is his vacation spot, like his getaway. Like that's where he goes to focus. I shouldn't say vacation either, because now everybody's going to think it's a damn vacation for the guy. It's not. It's not a vacation for him. But that's his spot to get away, get his mind off the real world, because that's how intense his personal life, not personal life, his professional life is. And
this is a question I've been having, ever since I heard the announcement about, XFI 9, or as we're calling it now, Night of Champions. Is the River Valley or the state of Arkansas in general just really low on female fighters? And that's why a lot of the fighters like Kathina Katron, some of those girls, they're having to go out of state to get any good fights because there's just not a really big pool to pull from in this part of the state?
To be honest with you, I feel like the ones that, that are around are finding bigger places to fight, to be honest with you.
Right, right. Well, and
so I think that's why sometimes we miss the boat around here is because they're finding the biggest and the baddest places to go, and I think we're missing out on some of these people.
Right.
The
ladies. I agree. The ladies, yes. I'm looking forward to going back up to Mexico, Missouri, because we got, in September, we got that all-female pay-per-view that they're doing.
What?
Up there at Mexico, Missouri. I've talked about it a little bit in the past, just because I'm still waiting for the promoter up there. High Foot Combat Sports is the name of the promotion, and I'm just kind of waiting on them to start filtering out the information. Let's see here. It's in September. Let me pull up my calendar right here. September 7th, and this is actually... this event was actually supposed to take place earlier in the year, but because there was some internal strife, as I'll call it, going on, they had to cancel the event, and so they've rescheduled it for September 7th, Gladiatrix Rising, and you've probably seen the flyer that I've passed around about it. They haven't sent me an updated one yet, but it's an all-female pay-per-view event. So, and that's why I was asking, because, you know, I go to Missouri and announce fights. You know, we got Muskogee, and, you know, then we got XFI, and then I have some of these promotions that I do one-off events for, and they have some really great fighters. But it seems like you only see them like once every three or four shows, because there's not really that big of a pool for them to pull from. So I was just wondering about that, because I had noticed that XFI didn't have a women's division that they were recognizing any champions for. And so I just thought I'd throw that out there and see how it bounced, and it didn't bounce very well.
Yeah, it's just too hard to pick anybody out. You know, we've got Megan Goodwin, who was stood up once, stood up twice. I mean, it's just a burnout, you know, and that's why people are going, the ladies are going to bigger and better places, because they're just not a big enough market, I don't think, around here. And if there was, then, you know, why aren't more ladies stepping up to the plate? That's my question. Megan Goodwin's always here to step up. I know Jamie Ambush Jones, she's always around. And, you know, we had a few that popped up at a couple of events that I haven't seen again. A couple of thicker ladies. I don't know if they were heavyweights or not, I would imagine, but I haven't seen them back.
Right, right. Well, I know I'm always getting, once in a while, I'm getting messages and stuff. Hey, Greg, do you know of any promotions that are looking for some female fighters? And so naturally, I pass along names and numbers, because, you know, I'm a promoter of the sport. You know, I don't actually promote events, but I am an advocate for not just the guys, but seeing more of the women in there, because I don't know how you feel about this, but I think the women get in there and they do just as good a job and fight just as hard as the guys do.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
So, now, wrestling, on the other hand, I'm not a big fan of the female wrestling division. I think it's a waste of time and money. Yeah, I honestly feel like it's one of the biggest jokes out there. But, you know, you got to be equal opportunity, blah, 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 and you got to have a little bit of skin. I mean, I like watching the ladies walk down to the ring, and then that's it. I'm fast forward all the way through.
Right, exactly. I agree. I mean, speaking of WWE, Did you finally get around to watching your TiVo of Monday Night Raw?
Yeah, and I am. I got freaked out last night, to be honest with you. I mean, I had to go. I had to turn a light on.
Let me guess, Bray Wyatt.
When he struck that gigantic match, and that dude was behind his left shoulder, and then he put it over on the right side, and you could barely see that sheep mask behind him. Dude, I got freaked out, man. He was saying some crazy stuff, and like with that voice, and he's like, "We're here," and the crowd goes crazy, and he blows out that lantern, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, what's fixing to happen?" And then here they come.
And here they come. And I guess that shows you how WWE is actually live on Monday night now. Did you hear the crowd calling him by his former character?
I did, and I feel like I'm not a fan of anything in Baltimore anymore because that was extremely disrespectful. There was probably a lot of people at home who were wanting to know who Husky Harris is, and now.
Right.
Now there's a door open to them that they just didn't need to know about because this was a rebranding of a gimmick, of a person, of a wrestler, and I just don't think they should have done that. I think that was disrespectful, just like the way they holler Albert or A-Train at Tensai, and, you know, I just think it's terrible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he doesn't... Because I remember the original character, and he hardly doesn't resemble the old character anymore. I mean, his hair is completely different and everything. But kind of like Pat Rose was talking about yesterday. You know, the fans are smarter now, and so they don't play along anymore, and so they remember.
We're smarter now for two reasons. Number one is because of horrible rebrandings like what's been done. Like you take a dude named McGillicuddy. First of all, why do you have Kurt Hennig's son come into your organization, the son of the legendary Mr. Perfect, and you give him a name like McGillicuddy?
McGillicuddy.
I mean, don't you know that, first of all, people know who the hell he is? Second of all, it's going to be very, very hard to come back from. And third, everybody's going to know what's going on after he gets rebranded. And then they give him his dad's music, and then they call him Curtis Axel. I mean, I can understand where the Axel comes from. I'm down with that. That's fine. I can understand the fact that you're trying to keep wrestling tradition alive. But they're going to destroy his character, and they started last night with a loss. Because they keep him undefeated. They're going to destroy his character the exact same way they have destroyed Ryback's by completely taking every ounce of legitimacy out of his gimmick.
Tell me, yeah.
Out of that tough guy Goldberg image. And what are they doing? Are they trying to do this to get away from the Goldberg image? I mean, if they are, that's a mistake. People love Goldberg. They want to see Goldberg. If we can't have Goldberg, we want the next best thing. I was married one time. When she wasn't around, her sister was. That was so cool, you know. That was the next best thing. That was a joke. But anyway, people want to see somebody like Goldberg. So if we can't have Goldberg, we got Ryback. Now we've got this guy named Ryback who loses all these pay-per-views and still can't make a name for himself, still can't win a championship when clearly he's the biggest, baddest dude on the roster. I don't care what anybody says. And now last night was the icing on the cake, the straw that broke the camel's back with Ryback. He is completely just a jobber to me now. Of course he's going to beat Jericho, but what title does Jericho have at Money in the Bank? Nothing. But when they had him go up and hug Vicky Guerrero, I mean, that's stupid. That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. That was like, huh?
Nah, they're making him look like a softie. It ain't working for me.
Well, first off, who wants to hug Vicky Guerrero in the first place? You know, come on.
I mean, I kind of do.
Hey.
Sorry.
Give me Layla, and you can have Vicky.
I want Caitlin.
Ooh.
My. I don't want to watch them fight, but I want to, you know. I mean, well, never mind.
Hey, got to dig crazy chicks. Got to dig crazy chicks.
I know. I'm trying to stay away from them, though.
Are you having love problems already?
No, man, I don't have love problems because I don't love anybody but my kids. I'm good on the love issue. I just have a past, and that's why I'm trying to stay away from crazy chicks because I'm tired of dealing with it.
I hear you there.
This is a public service announcement. Crazy chicks, stay away from the Greg and Dave show.
Stay away. Just get away, crazy chicks.
Run. Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
Oh, man. We have to get out of here. Take a look at the picture I just posted on Facebook. I love it.
Let me see if I can squirrel down here and look. Uh-oh. This girl I know, she put a picture of her up. She's going to be a bartender tonight. And
woohoo!
Oh, yeah. I am not seeing anything that you have just put up. Let me keep going. Greg Squirrel. Man, I'm not coming up with anything here.
Okay, hold on. Let me do it again. Let's hit that button. Okay, try it now.
Future bacon. Have you seen the picture of the little tiny, tiny pig that's running through the grass and it says bacon seed?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, bacon seed.
Wow. I haven't seen that one. Why am I missing all the good stuff today?
You know, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to drop the phone number real quick. 347-326-9073 is the phone line. Greg and Dave, live and in living color.
Keep calling me Dave, and I don't know why
Clint.
You do that.
Greg,
is it because
Clint.
Of? Is it because of Davis? Is that why you do that?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I tell you what's funny is I have a friend named Dave Davis.
I was on the ship in the Navy with a guy named David Davis from Florida, from Clearwater.
Yeah. Well, a good friend of mine, his name's Dave Davis. He's a ring announcer up in northern Missouri, southern Illinois. And so that's why I keep saying Dave.
That's cool.
I'm sorry, that's Bubba. Cool.
No, you're all right. Hey, we shattered a record today for live listeners on an episode.
I know. Did you see that?
That was, on XFI Live, we shattered our record for live listeners anyway. But, hopefully, golly, we shattered a record number of live callers, too.
Oh, I know it. I mean, well, you had like five or six lined up in a row there for a while.
Yeah, I had already talked to three or four people, and I mean, I even had people call in that just got tired of waiting. I had people on hold for 38 minutes, and I just couldn't get to them. You know, I was not going to interrupt my interview with the XFI's the procurer of the card, the fight card, Aaron Cobb. I wasn't going to mess that up, and I needed to ask him some questions.
Well, yeah, I mean, he is the man. When we got questions about XFI that needs to be answered, you know, that's our source.
Well, you know, I've had so many other questions for him too, because I've had a lot of people who fight, and we haven't seen them yet. And I've had a lot of people who fight who have asked me, "Hey, man, how can I get on a card?" And honestly, I've never known, and that's why I asked Aaron at the end of the segment. If I've got people who want to be a part of XFI and they want to get on a card, you know, who do they need to contact? And so he laid it out for them. You know, you saw that. He put it on my page. You know, they need to, wherever they live, they need to get with a gym. They need to put in their time. They need to train hard. And then in a couple of months when he says, "Hey, I need fighters," then somebody, some coach is going to throw their name in the hat for them.
Oh, and I agree. I mean, people, you know, this isn't backyard street brawl. I mean, these guys are highly trained individuals, and just because you think you may be the baddest boy at the end of Bad Street USA, you step inside that cage, and you're going to find out it's a completely different ball game.
Right.
Wow, did I manage to work in a Freebird reference?
I don't know. What'd you
did
say?
Did you not notice me slip in Bad Street USA?
Oh.
Wow. I'm happy today.
How come?
Well, I talked to an old friend from high school this morning, and I always wondered what had happened to him because he was one of my best friends. Last I heard about him, he was in the military. He had been in Desert Storm and all those. But then we lost track of each other, and I mean the fact he called me this morning and said, "Greg, it's William," and I'm like, "No way." And I mean, and that just totally made my day. I mean,
well, that's good, man.
I mean, I'm happy.
Hey, I'm happy about something else. I'm happy that there's a woman who I've had my eye on for a long time since I was in the Navy. She came to my ship one time, and she is back on the market now. And her name is Stacy Keebler.
Oh yeah, she makes me happy too.
She and George Clooney split up. Did you read about this?
No. Well, the 18-month warranty was coming to an end. You know.
Well, I figured it was, but Stacy Keebler and George Clooney have split up after 2 years, so it's been more than 18. As noted yesterday on TMZ. The two have not been spending much time together and have also not been seen together since March. They spent the 4th of July on opposite sides of the planet. Keebler joins a Clooney hit list that includes some name I can't pronounce, Kelly Preston, Talia Balsam, Denise Crosby, Celine something or other, Brooke Langton, Trailer Howard, Lisa Snowden, and Sarah Larson. Damn you, George. That's what it says on here.
Hey, he's had some hot ones.
I know. His life looks about like mine.
Perfect example.
Except
Stacey
the money.
Keebler.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, minus the money. I mean, I feel like I'm a cross between George Clooney and Charlie Sheen. Well, minus the money and the drugs. I don't do drugs.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way,
and I don't have all that money.
By the way, you're getting popped for a drug test next week. I'm just letting you know.
I'm in. Perfect. I'll do it right now. Don't give me time to do something stupid. I'll go right now.
Well, hell, I figure there have been drug testing ring announcers and baseball umpires, so why not radio talk show host?
Hey, you know, I found something else that looks kind of stupid on Ryback's part. You know how I was talking about how they're really diminishing his character?
Yes.
Ryback has attacked Justin Gabriel from behind.
Wow. Come on, Ryback. Pick on somebody your own size.
Well, not only that, why don't you pick on somebody who's in the main event? You know what I mean? Ryback then furthered his new complaining gimmick by noting to Gabriel after attacking him that he is no whiner, not a complainer, and Cryback is not his name. Did you hear somebody call him Cryback?
Yeah, I heard that.
That's pretty funny. What do you think about Vicky Guerrero getting Bunny Ears fired?
I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting to see where they go at that angle. Is she tired? Is she burnt out? Or is it just another swerve that Vince and the heads are throwing out there? I mean, where's it going to go?
I couldn't be too sure at this point. I honestly don't know because I don't know what the plan is here with Eric Bischoff Jr. being the general manager. I don't even know that guy's name, but he looks like a little scuzz bucket Eric Bischoff, and he's going to run the place right into the ground. Well, no, because he doesn't have creative control like Bischoff did. He's just a puppet, just like
he don't have Vince Russo writing for him, so.
Yeah, too bad, because we could really watch this thing take a spiral.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I think that boy's cursed. It seems like every promotion he's been involved with starts off good, but it eventually goes down to toilet. Speaking of toilets, did you hear about the guy that was arrested at the park because he was down in the septic tank in the girls' restroom?
This was in Oklahoma somewhere.
Yes.
I'm going to try to find this.
I meant to mention it on the show yesterday, but I never could find a good segue into it. So I just like, oh, what the hell, let it go.
Well, it was here on headline news all afternoon, and now it's gone. But yeah, this guy somewhere, it was around the Tulsa area, I think. Keystone Police or fire department had to pull him out of the septic tank. These people went to it's actually funny. I mean, it's not funny what he was doing. It's funny. The story's funny. He was down in the septic, but these ladies came in to use the restroom, and they looked in the toilet and saw him staring at them inside the toilet.
Yeah,
that's
I found
the story says.
Yeah, here it is right here. I found it for you. A woman taking her 7-year-old daughter to a restroom at Keystone Lake Park saw a man looking up at her from inside a public toilet. 52-year-old Kenneth Webster Enloe was arrested on a Peeping Tom complaint. How freaking desperate are you if you're willing to crawl down inside? I mean, really? Come on. You're standing there, and I don't care if it's Stacey Keibler. I am not crawling inside a septic tank, a toilet, to sneak a peek. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't. I'd wait till she got out of the bathroom and then look at her.
Yeah, really. Yeah, there you go. I mean, I'm just like, wow, what kind of weirdos are living on this planet?
Man, there's a ton of them. It's like the crazy chicks. They're everywhere.
Yeah, well, you know, my biggest pet peeve, people that rape kids, you know, there's another moron raping a 4-year-old little girl, and he's getting a mental evaluation. I'm like, really?
I mean, you know there's something wrong with those people. I just don't know if it's worth, you know, sparing them because of it.
Oh, no. I mean, you've heard my philosophy. It's just like, you know, don't stick the needle in their arm. They just, they're done in my book.
Yeah. See, I'm all for throwing them in prison for the rest of their lives, but I don't agree with the death penalty. I never have.
Here's another one. What's up with teachers? Are teachers just not getting enough action at home anymore?
I mean, these good-looking ones, I don't know. I've seen this a little bit.
I mean, I'm like, please. Fifth-grade teacher in a tiny town in Washington State is under investigation for allegedly sexually molesting a 10-year-old student.
I don't get it.
Me neither, man. Uh-oh, there's a new picture of Goldie Hawn.
Ooh.
Wait a minute.
Oh, did you say new or nude?
New. Goldie Hawn and Kate Hudson and Goldie Hawn play ball in ball gowns. Interesting. You know, she's not bad looking for her age.
She likes balls. To go to the balls.
I could. Oh, never mind. We're letting that one go.
You know, to go to dance, to go to the balls. She likes balls. I mean, if it was prom, she would like prom, but she likes balls.
Well, there you go. Oh, hey, I want to mention my favorite rock and roll band, E and the Boys. They are going to be making a return engagement this Saturday night at Jose's Southwest Mexican Grill in Springdale.
Ooh.
Yes.
Really?
I mean, we had a blast for bike night last week up there at Jose's. And I guess they did a good enough job that Jose's called them up and said, hey, we want you guys to come back. I mean, they're good. I mean,
you know.
Wow.
Had to, sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. Hey, we're here to have fun. I mean, so what's your plans for the evening?
What's my what now?
Hold on, I forgot you graduated from Roland.
Yeah,
what are your plans for the evening?
I'm going to hang out with a buddy of mine, and we're going to play some Call of Duty Black Ops 2 and some NBA 2K13 probably. I've hung out with him and one of his sons last night, and they wanted to play me in some hoops, and I spanked both of them in a row. I made them play to see who won the loser's bracket.
Awesome.
That's a true story.
I believe you. I believe you, my brother.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Good stuff, good stuff. You know, as we know, are you going to do the show next week? Or am
Your
I going to have
to do
it? Yeah, my show. But I need you to do it at least Tuesday, because I'll be on the road Tuesday.
Yeah, no, I'll do it. Yeah, yeah.
Sweet.
Just make, you know, if you're having me log in and stuff, just make sure your password isn't something that I don't need to know.
Oh, it's easy.
Okay. That's what she said.
Shh, there's people listening. Well, we hope there's people listening. 347-326-9073. Did you not have, was that not fun talking to Pat Rose yesterday?
Man, it was a blast. I can't believe he got on Facebook and said that he would call. I thought, dad gum, man, this is Pat Rose. I mean, you know, this guy teamed with Andre the Giant one time. I mean, he's teamed with Arn Anderson. He was part of the why is it slipping my mind now? I'll think of it here in a second. He's done all kinds of stuff.
I know. He kind of reminds me of a professional wrestler named Dusty Wolf.
I'm unfamiliar.
Okay, well, when Matt Bourne, God rest his soul, Dusty Wolf was basically one of your undercarders or mid-carders, as they like to call them, in WWE. And I remember watching Dusty several times on WWF programming. Well, when Matt retired, they put Dusty under the Doink mask.
I'll never forgive them for that.
So Dusty was Doink number two. And you know, I actually had a conversation about him with that one time, because when I was doing the wrestling thing myself, and Dusty lives down in Louisiana. He's actually down in Texas. He's a school teacher, from what I understand, when he's not wrestling now. But I said, Dusty, how was your trip to South Carolina? He says, oh, man, Vince has so many people dressed up as Doink now, you never know who's who anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
It is true. And it's a shame, because, you know, there was only one Matt Bourne.
Yeah, there was absolutely only one real Doink the Clown, only one Matt Bourne. And,
I actually found because I'm always YouTube and crap, and I found a video of Maniac Matt Bourne and Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer taking on Kerry and Kevin Von Erich.
Nice.
I was like, oh my God, this is wrestling gold.
Yeah, right?
Yes. Hey, I found a new picture of Nicki Minaj.
Really?
Yeah, I'm about to post it. Apparently she's been having some food issues, and so they've warned her not to eat after midnight. if you look on Facebook, I just posted it.
What, is she pooping the bed?
I don't know. Look at the picture. You tell me.
Hmm.
Here, let me repost it again.
All right.
I keep messing up when I repost. There you go. Yes, do not feed Nicki Minaj after midnight.
I'm going to go to your page real quick. I keep clicking off of it and going, let's see. Oh, my gosh. Wow. The sad part is it looks just like her.
It does, doesn't it?
That is the sad part. Damn, that is bad.
I mean, that girl's just flat nasty. You cannot sit there and tell me that people enjoy her. I mean, I just hear her talk, and I want to pimp slap her.
Hey, good news for your boy George Zimmerman.
Uh-oh.
First of all, an eyewitness after the fight has testified that George Zimmerman's nose was severely disfigured, suggesting that he did not do it to himself, that Trayvon Martin did it to him. And also, a forensics expert today testified that when Trayvon Martin was shot, the gun was up against his clothing, which was hanging 2 to 4 inches from Trayvon's own body, suggesting that Trayvon was hanging over, was leaning over George Zimmerman, attacking him. So that's good news for Zimmerman.
I guess.
Well, I mean, if he shot him from a distance, shot him in the back like everybody said he did, then it wouldn't be that way.
I've gotten to where I quit paying attention.
Well, I think, you know, the prosecutor, who was that? Prosecuting attorney. Did you read about her getting busted? She's facing criminal charges for falsifying the arrest warrant. Yeah, oh, yeah, dude. She is in hot doo-doo, and she did that so that the minority support groups would reelect her.
Well,
hey, right now trending, we have George Zimmerman, Stacey Keebler, Zimmerman Trial Live, Randy Travis, and Golden Corral. I am trying to figure out why Golden Corral.
Yeah, what has Golden Corral done now?
Let's see. Did social media expose unhygienic food practices at Golden Corral franchises? Apparently, there's local health authorities are investigating Golden Corral restaurant in Port Orange, Florida, after photos and videos were posted on Reddit and YouTube exposing what appeared to be unhygienic practices. Well, I mean, what the hell does that mean? Somebody walked out of the bathroom without washing? I mean, I don't know what that means.
Oh, my God. Guess who's back?
Shady's back?
No.
Back again. No. Oh,
Chucky, the killer doll, is back.
Please, come on, don't tell me that.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, it's the sixth Chucky installment, as this year marks the 25th anniversary of Child's Play in 1998. This time, though, Chucky is not all puppet. He's partly computer animated. The upcoming movie, Curse of Chucky. Wow.
Are you serious right now?
Yes.
Because I'm fixing to look this up.
Yeah. See, the Chucky was my favorite. Well, that's mostly because I'm just a big Jennifer Tilly fan. Or is that Meg? Which one's the
that
bimbo?
Tilly.
Yeah, I know. Jennifer or Meg?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, yes. Oh, my God.
So Brad Dourif is playing Chucky's voice, which did he play all the others?
Yeah, he was always Chucky's voice.
Okay,
you
good.
That's a good trivia question, and you'll be surprised how many people I actually stump with this trivia question. Of your major three scaredy bad guys, Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, who's the only one to be played by the same actor in all the movies?
And wait, what are my choices again?
Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees.
Well, probably Mike and Jason.
Nope. You're dead wrong.
Well, I couldn't see it any other way.
Freddy Krueger. The only Freddy Krueger is the only one that's been played by the same guy.
Okay. I thought you were talking about how many of those have been played by the same guy. Like was one of them Mike and Jason both? You know what I'm saying? Like it sounded like you were saying how many of them was by the same guy. So
My bad. Okay, I'm sorry. I meant to. Because
I looked, you know, how big Mike Myers was and how big Jason was, and I thought, well, neither one of them fit the profile of Freddy Krueger, so probably Mike and Jason. That's why I thought. No, yeah, Robert Englund has played.
Yeah.
He's been the only Freddy Krueger ever.
How sweet. Fresh meat.
Hey, Brad Dourif, the guy that plays Chucky's voice, his daughter Fiona plays a character, Nika, in the next movie, the next Chucky movie. And she's pretty hot.
Oh, my God. Okay. Chucky never got out of the doll's body, though. He got a lady friend in the form of Tiffany, played by Jennifer Tilly, who managed to upstage. Yes, she did. So, anyway, first film to feature a doll-on-doll sex scene. Does nobody remember World Police? Come on.
Team America?
Team America.
Well, The Bride of Chucky came out before that.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay. So anyway, so now, in Seed of Chucky, we have the introduction of Glinda, a gender-confused doll voiced by Lord of the Rings alumni Billy Boyd. Oh, my God. Just what we need.
Whatever works for him, I guess.
I guess. Whatever sells those tickets, boys and girls.
Yes. Fresh meat.
Fresh meat. I'm going to go work out tonight.
Why would you do that?
Well, because I'm a fat, lard butt.
Hey, have you been approached about Night of Champions, Extreme Night of Champions? Have you been talked to about that?
Not officially.
No, have you been talked to about it unofficially?
Unofficially, yes, the banter has been there, but officially the question has not been asked.
All right. So I don't know, I don't know what goes on behind the scenes. I don't know who's going to be a part of what. I'm just hoping I'm there. But I want to issue a challenge if you're going to be there. I want to issue a fit test challenge, whether you and I got to be there to weigh in that night. On weigh-in night, if you and I need to weigh in, we need to set target weights and hit those target weights.
Hey, I'm 256. I'll be happy to get down to 255.
I mean, I'm thinking I can drop, you know, maybe 15 or 20 more and get down to about 180, but I'm thinking that's probably about as far as I need to go.
Well, like I say, I'm 256, and my fighting weight back in the day was 225.
You can get there.
If I can get back down to 225, I will be happier than Tiger Woods in a whorehouse.
Well, he doesn't have to pay for it. He can just go to IHOP.
Technically,
he tipped his waitress and then he got some. So.
There you go.
Food, I mean. He got some food.
Oh, okay. I told a friend of mine I was going to use that today, and I managed to fit it in.
Nice.
Because you know what tomorrow is.
Let's see. July 10th. It's a Wednesday. Let's see. The new moon was on Monday. Now I'm at a loss here.
You know, oh, come on, Clint.
July 10th. I don't know July 10th. I'm unfamiliar with the whole
tomorrow,
month.
Tomorrow is Wednesday.
Right. Church day.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Let's guess what today is.
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save $100 with Invesco? I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah.
Hump day, yeah.
Tomorrow's hump day, man. Tomorrow is Wednesday.
Yes.
We got to come in here fully loaded tomorrow.
Fully loaded? You want me to get drunk before we get in here?
No. We got to have all kind of energy. Hold on, let me untie my tongue. We got to have all kind of interesting tidbits tomorrow.
Today is it, Mike? Guess what today is?
Mike. What day is it? Yes, but like I was mentioning earlier, got the Hall of Fame going on next week. I'm heading out on a Tuesday. I will be back sometime whenever I get back.
Nice.
And then the 27th, we got an outdoor event for Uncivil War MMA up in Springfield. And they're calling it Throwdown at Hootentown. It's a camp. It's kind of a camp out area up there, and apparently they got big space to have boxing and MMA. So we're just going to have a little outdoor MMA fun, hang out by the river, and just have a whole lot of fun. That's July 27th. So I definitely invite everybody to come up and hang out for that. Then, of course, we got our boy Strike King coming back to Muskogee in August.
That's going to be good stuff.
Oh, great stuff. I mean, I always tell people I love ring announcing so much. I love traveling around, getting to meet new fighters, getting to meet new people in general. You've seen the pictures. You know what I'm talking about. That I would do this 2 or 3 days a week if God was willing to bless me that way. So that's why I always enjoy, you know, going out, coming down to Fort Smith for XFI, going to Springfield for Uncivil War, Striking over in Muskogee, Oklahoma. I still got these promotions in Muskogee and Colorado and Florida. They're still beating down my door saying, Greg, what's it going to take to get you here? And I'm like, I've told you. We can't afford that. Then you're not getting me there.
You might be able to after this Hall of Fame gimmick.
You never know. We'll have to see. I mean, I'm not going to rest on my laurels, of course. Oh, there you go. Wow. I wish. I want to go to Europe. I want to go to Barbados and anywhere else like that. Just keep me away from
a few places in Europe.
Well, yeah, that's right. You were Navy.
Yeah.
I was on an aircraft carrier, so I didn't get to see that much.
Well, I was on an aircraft carrier too, but it was an amphibious carrier, and we had a 277-day deployment. We got extended indefinitely twice when Operation Iraqi Freedom started, and the Abraham Lincoln, a big carrier, thought that they did a longer deployment than we did, which technically they did, but they spent a month in Australia, the longest we ever. Yeah, well, they were getting a new flight deck, but they were still in Australia for a month. We never saw Australia, and the longest we ever spent in one place, 3 days.
Wow.
3 days and we were gone. We were out.
That's not good. That is, I don't know what to say to that, Bubba. It is what it is. We
saw some good places.
Oh, yeah. We respect our veterans. We give respect to our current servicemen because they keep us safe and sound so we can enjoy doing the things that we enjoy doing.
That is correct.
I just don't think our servicemen, past and present, get enough respect and acknowledgement. And some of our special And some of our special friends, you know, that's part of their job. They don't need to be acknowledged because, well, then they couldn't do their job properly.
Yeah.
You know, special forces types. Green Berets, Navy SEALs. All them fun little guys to hang out with.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty fun. Pretty fun stuff.
Well, Bubba, I guess we are going to call it good for the day because I can't think of anything else. I don't know if you have anything else.
No, I got nothing. We got no baseball going on right now. The first game starts at 6.05 p.m., Texas and Baltimore. Then we've got Toronto and Cleveland, Kansas City and New York. I mean, it just goes on down the list. So
now you still got your little trip coming up north to go to see the Naturals, don't you?
No, actually, that is in the process of being put off. So I've got a. I mean, if you want me to be honest with you, I've got a different person to hang out with on Saturday. So I've got options, Squirrel. I've got options.
You lucky bastard. I want to be you.
I told you it's a cross between George Clooney and Charlie Sheen, only I don't have all the money and I don't have all the drugs. So everything else is pretty much on the spot. I got the show, got the women, and that's about it. So, I guess I'm going to go ahead and duck out. There's nothing else going on for me, and I'm going to get ready to play some Call of Duty tonight.
Okay, well, I wanted to throw this out here. I just happened to come across something. Miami Marlins' latest ticket selling gimmick is ridiculous. According to the lowly Miami Marlins, they're offering a special exclusive Gio Gonzalez family and friends ticket package for this weekend's series. And to be eligible, you don't have to have a password or know his middle name or have a Christmas card from Gio or proof that he follows you on Instagram. Any old person, it seems, can access this exclusive discount on tickets by going to this here webpage. Two important things. The Marlins must also have traded the East section of their dictionary to Toronto because, guys, this isn't the definition of exclusive. And besides that, Gio Gonzalez does not play for the Marlins. He plays for the Nationals.
Oh, wow. Well, that sucks anyway because the Marlins lost last night in the dadgum 14th inning. Did you see that?
No, I missed that one. I'm sorry. I was playing NCAA football.
Yeah, the Braves in the top of the 14th exploded for 6 runs. It was 1-1 throughout the game. It was just miserable. It was so boring.
Was the game in Atlanta or at Miami?
No, it was in Miami.
Oh my God! Well, heck,
yeah, so
no wonder
the Marlins came into the bottom of the 14th trying to score 7 runs to win it, and they couldn't handle it.
Is that ballpark not atrocious?
That's ridiculous. It's that mustard poop green walls and
mustard poop and the fish tanks and the. Well, you did hear about that, mentioning fish tanks and stuff. Tampa Bay Devil Ray, I forget who it was that did it, hit a home run into their Ray tank out in right center field a couple of weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, apparently the Rays or the Devil Rays or whatever Tampa Bay is calling themselves now have a tank out in right center field that they keep real live Rays in. Miguel Cabrera is who it was. Miguel Cabrera hit a home run into the Ray tank at St. Petersburg, Florida, at Tropicana Field. Yeah, so they actually got real live Rays in this tank. And it actually showed a girl, she had these little boots on, crawling into the tank to pull the ball out to give the fans and stuff. Is that not crazy?
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
I know. Arizona needs to top that, though. Arizona need to have a pen full
cacti
of
cacti patch.
Well, no, not cacti. They need to have a pen full of can you guess it? Diamondbacks. You know, I want to see somebody. I want to see somebody crawl.
Man, you're a sick man.
Why?
Diamondbacks and have somebody jump in to get a home run.
Yeah, come on now.
Come on, man. That's terrible.
I know.
That's worse than the guy in the septic tank.
Well, yeah, that's a crappy job. Let's go home. God.
Think, mate. I'm already home, brother. I'm sitting in my kitchen right now.
Oh, well, fine. Be that way.
All right.
Troll doll.
Troll doll.
Yep, yep. Anyway, boys and girls, tomorrow is hump day, so I know I'll be here. Dave, you going to be here? Clint's going to be here. Dave, I don't know about Dave. We're going to have to introduce you and Dave.
We need to get Dave on the show. We could be related. Don't even know it.
Well, hey, you know, I'm surprised at XFI Extreme Infinity. I think that's the first show that I had done in a long time that at least one point in the show, I did not refer Brian Warner, our fantastic referee, as Brian Foster.
Oh,
That just dawned on me that, hey, no wonder the show went so good. I went through without calling Brian Warner Brian Foster for once.
Is that his name, Brian Warner?
Yeah.
Man, what a guy, dude. I talked to him a little bit.
Brian's a good guy.
Yeah, he's probably one of the nicest guys I talked to at that place.
Brian, and this is my honest opinion, because I've done several, I can't even count the number of shows I've done with Brian. I think Brian is truly one of the most underrated referees that I've worked with in MMA since I've been announcing, and I've been announcing 12 years now.
Wow, that's awesome.
And I truly think Brian is one of the truly most underrated referees out there calling the game. So there we go with that.
Yeah. Good job. Good show, man. Good talk.
Always. We always have good talk.
Right.
When we're not cracking each other up with Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal!
We do a pretty good show.
That's true.
All right, brother. Love you, babe. See you tomorrow.
All right, man. Talk to you later.
All right, fans. Join us tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. Right here on the Greg Squirrel Show on Blog Talk Radio. Later.